Okay, so everybody, today is our bonus call. We have Erin Giles with us from erin-giles.com, and we have our current PDF workshopees listening in, and we have our alums, so people who've taken the PDF workshop before listening in. So you're welcome to press star 2, raise your hand if you have a question for Erin. If you're listening in on the webcast, it looks like there's somebody listening in there. If you want to put your questions up in the Q&A, that's great, but also type in your name because it doesn't give me an indication of who's asking the question, and that can be a little bit confusing sometimes. So let me check over on Facebook and make sure, see if anybody there is having questions. Nope, looks like we're good. Okay, so we're going to get started. Erin is here with us today because she has a really lovely PDF ebook called Amp Your Ask, which she created and is currently selling. And I wanted her to talk about her process for coming up with that. If you don't know Erin, if you haven't checked out the links yet that I gave you to her website and everything, she is a business coach who helps women like us incorporate philanthropy and social entrepreneurship into our businesses. So she helps us use our businesses not only to support ourselves and our families, but also to do good in the world beyond just that. So welcome, Erin.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Erin really practices what she preaches. So she created an entire fundraising event called End Sex Trafficking Day and compiled a wonderful book that goes along with that to raise money to stop global sex trafficking. So, Erin, could you tell us just a little bit more about End Sex Trafficking Day and what it's about, what the book is about, and how that kind of led into creating Amp Your Ask?
Great, I will do. So last November, I saw this movie that just really opened my eyes with global sex trafficking. And a couple months later, you know, after sitting on how I could be the difference for that, for this atrocity that's going on, I realized that what Michael Bungay Sr. did with End Malaria Day, I could very easily do, because my problem was I didn't have tons of money to spend, but I didn't have any problems emailing people and either asking for money or asking, you know, for them to contribute to the project. So I set a date and put together a list of 59, well, including myself. So, yeah, 59 writers to invite, such as, you know, Seth Godin, Danielle Laporte, you know, a lot of the people that many of us look up to and are inspired by. And just in the airport one day when I was on my way to Ohio away from my toddler, I was able to sit and write a really good ask letter. You know, I included, you know, statistics and just really, you know, personalized every email and let them know how they inspired me and why I was reaching out to them. And it became very apparent that it was a very good ask letter when I had some really big names saying yes. So after I had all the writers and all the essays combined, I reached out to Erica Learmark because she said, if you ever need help, just let me know. I love this project. And, you know, I said, look, I really have a big dream of making this a real book, not just an ebook. And so I put together a motion graphic video with the help from my husband and managed to ask my way to raise $10,000 in 1 month. So that money went to getting the book published, and then the book was for sale and is still for sale, but it launched on October 26th, which was End Sex Trafficking Day. And then every year for at least the next 3 years, I'll create some sort of collaborative project and put it up for sale for a different nonprofit fighting human trafficking. So, you know, I have a course. So, you know, next, besides In Sex Trafficking Day, I have a course, Rocky Revolution. And there was several months in between my course and In Sex Trafficking Day that I knew I needed to devote that time to, you know, really, you know, doing PR and all the work I was doing for that big day and for that book launch. And, you know, I'm at home with my daughter, and I'm just telling my husband, you know, I really need to come up with something that's going to make me money in these dry, you know, very slow months because I'm not really able to put any work, you know, into anywhere else. So what I did, I put together a survey for my subscribers and just, you know, basically put the ideas down that I had. Just to see what they would be most interested in from me as far as the digital products, and it really came back very popular, you know, the Amp Your Ask idea. So I picked a date for me to, you know, launch it. I didn't give myself an incredible amount of time to create it, but, you know, I began spreading the word and telling people about it. And, of course, all the ladies like you, Christy, in the Webster community really realized how many big yeses over the past year I've gotten. So It was good for, I guess, for publicity for the book and for, you know, people to really realize what I've done in the past year for sales for the book. So that really helped. So, I mean, I had found something that was very unique to my situation, to my experience and my business in the past year, and it really has ended up being way more popular than I would have ever imagined. Especially considering last year I put out my first ebook and I didn't have a very big list. I didn't have much of a community. Not that you need a big list to make some sales, but, you know, I maybe sold 20 books an entire year compared to, I think, like between 60 and 70 in like less than 2 months of this ebook. So that was probably the very long version of what you wanted to hear, Christy, but
no,
that's my answer to my question.
That was perfect. So, and Erin is being very modest here because she did, she put in a ton of effort emailing, like she said, Seth Godin, Daniel Laporte, lots of big names, and vulnerably putting herself out there and saying, this is what I want to do, and can you help me? And so, you know, pat yourself on the back, Erin, I know you have, but for that, and then being able to take that thing that you did, that asking that you probably didn't think was that big of a deal after you did it so many times, mm-hmm. and realizing that, you know, what you were good at was valuable to everybody else. And I think for everybody that's in the workshop now and the alums, that this is a huge part of this process of creating products is realizing that we know a lot of things that other people don't know and that we sometimes don't value what we do know. So you said you didn't give yourself very much time to create it. What was your creative process like? I know you said you spent like 2 weeks on it. Did you just kind of dump everything out, or did you go back through your emails? What was your process kind of for gathering all that information?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I had built into my course Amp Your Ask bonus schoolings, and those were like 4 separate little workshops with a recording and with scripts. And so I basically just took that out, although I added a lot more. I mean, I think I added like 3 more scripts to the book that I had in my course. So I beefed those up. You know, of course, I had to write a whole lot more because I really just had scripts. So I had to do the writing. And then I had Betty Jean Bell. She's like, Erin, you know, you probably think people are very smart and we wouldn't need something like this, but you might want to add like a bonus video of like a screencast of you just using the script yourself and how you would fill it in. So I did that as well. And then I had a lot of people asking me how I was finding email addresses for like O Magazine freelance writers, USA Today, you know, writers. So I just showed my process of that as well and threw that in there. So I really, you know, although it's not like a full-on PR course, I wanted someone like me who took on the project that I took on, mm-hmm. you know, and doesn't have thousands of dollars to put into a PR coach to be able to, you know, grab this and roll with whatever their big project they're taking on, like I did.
What advice do you have for everybody in terms of kind of like overcoming any resistance to doing these kinds of short and quick product launch type things?
Well, I guess one thing I will say is, you know, don't be afraid of, you know, like basically making a mistake. Like I made a mistake at one point, and some people were having a hard time opening the ebook. And so, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is making me look bad. But, you know, I basically emailed the list of the people who had bought the book right away and let them know that, you know, hey, I'm definitely not a PDF making expert, but I am going to excel at customer service. So here is your fixed version. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, call your stuff out and you know, maybe just make a mistake. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Another one that, you know, as far as sales go, I had always kind of been annoyed with, I guess from a consumer standpoint for some reason, you know, on products that I really wanted to buy, I loved the idea of having like an introductory price of like, you know, $10, $20 off, whatever. But, you know, when people, I don't know, part of me was against the idea, I guess just because so many people do it, but I finally was like, you know, if people really want this book, this is going to be an incentive to get it within the first week. And you know, so I decided to put the book up $20 cheaper for their first week and, you know, and of course let people know, you know, when it was the last day. And that really, I mean, gosh, I think I had like 30 sales in the first week. So I would definitely recommend doing an introductory price as well.
What else was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you about, I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you some more about, everybody that is in class with me knows that this happens to me sometimes. I was going to ask you about your workshop, Rocket Your Revolution, and if you would tell us a little bit more about when you're doing that again. And what all is involved in that, because I think it's an awesome class you have.
Well, thank you, my dear. Well, it was just 30 days, and then this next round is actually going to be 6 weeks, mainly because I really want to be able to help people just a little bit longer because, well, geez, let me first tell you what it
tell me what it is.
I'm sorry. Well, basically, it's 6 weeks from the very beginning of, you know, rocketing a do-good mission. So I help you figure out what your cause would be because some people are so overwhelmed by all the things in the world that, you know, they possibly want to make a difference in. So that's where we start. And then it's pretty much the whole journey I took. So, I mean, we go through PR, we go through, you know, if you're doing a video, right, helping write the script for that, creating a good video, if it's motion graphics or, you know, your cell phone video. It's, you know, of course, the asking. So the book is now included instead of the bonus workshop. I'm reading over the 6 weeks because I just changed it around. So I'm sorry. Preparing to take in donations and how to really, you know, shine when you're asking for help instead of, you know, feeling desperate. Because really it comes down to a lot of us don't want to ask because it's intimidating or because we're putting ourselves on the line and we're afraid we're going to get no, but, you know, it really should feel good to ask for help because so many people out there want to help. And I go into the benefits of cause marketing and really how to fuse your business with a cause that makes sense. Not everyone has to do that, but it's definitely helpful for, you know, your business and the cause when you can. I could keep going on and on. I do not have to read every lesson to you. But, you know, we do one weekly call, and it's two lessons a week. And, you know, of course, we have a group, the secret Facebook group, and I do monthly alum calls. And it's really exciting for me because, you know, it's December, so it's been 6 months since my first course, and about five of the women have just, you know, quote-unquote, rocketed their revolution. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be putting up a page soon with everybody's, you know, rockets, basically. But
yeah, I was going
to ask
you.
It's amazing to see. And really the biggest thing I've noticed, you know, and I thought maybe it was just me. I didn't think it would just be this huge theme. But, you know, I, for the most part, didn't spend any money, you know, for Insect Tracking Day. everybody was happy to jump on board and help, whether it was, you know, website or video or, you know, the contributors. And everybody that is, you know, reporting to me about the revolution, all the ladies are like, it's amazing. I've spent like $10. Everybody's so excited to help. And I've had websites donated. And, you know, so many people have made relationships with, you know, really big names that when you come to them with something that's about doing good, it's like you create these relationships that, you know, would not have happened if you were like, hey, do you want to help promote my new ebook? You know what I mean? So it's just been amazing. I'll stop now.
Erin, do you have some examples you can share of some of the revolutions that ladies are working on now from your group?
Yeah, sure do. Katrina Padron over at she's like a social media expert, but mm-hmm. her revolution is called agivingchance.com. And I'm going to double check. It's not .org. Yeah, it's .com. Okay. And then Kimberly Riggins has the Watch Her Thrive project, mm-hmm. and that is watchherthrive.com. And then I've got a fashion designer. Her website is Avery by Wang, and she has just introduced a line that she goes into telling the story on her blog, but, you know, a line with, you know, like 30% going to I forget what the nonprofit is, but something has to do with the rainforest. So the whole line is like very rainforest themed. It's gorgeous. I think we had one more. No, it's not. Oh, yes. Lisa Sarek has Widen the Circle Summit. She put together she invited 21 teachers of love, basically to have a summit for a full week. And all you really have to do to get in on the summit is just give a donation to the Girl Effect. So she's got a lot of great, great speakers involved in that. And once again, I mean, everything was donated for her. It's just been amazing. So I have a lot of people ask me, like, well, you know, don't your women feel bad? Like, you know, this is like manipulative marketing. But it isn't, in the fact that, you know, just like mine was with End Sex Trafficking Day, you know, these people are taking on things that are part of their life story. You know, they're picking a cause that, you know, is somehow related to them in their past. And so mm-hmm. they have a really, you know, their passion is tied to it. So it's not manipulative at all. And now I'm going on too long about this. I'm trying to
e-book. That's great. I love hearing the stories of what the ladies are creating, because I think, you know, every time that we take action on something, we can think about a lot of things. We can think it and rethink it and overthink it, especially with our ebooks and everything. But once we start taking some action toward things like you did with End Sex Trafficking Day, it brought about Amp Your Ask. And you wouldn't have mm-hmm. thought of that otherwise, mm-hmm. because you wouldn't have gone through that process and doing all those asks and learning how to do that in a way that worked for you. So I wanted mm-hmm. to see if you have questions, it's *2 to raise your hand. And I'll see if anybody has questions over on the webcast. Any questions for Erin about Amp Your Ask, her ebook, or about Rocket Your Revolution? Let's see. Rebecca, you're live.
Thank you. Thanks, Erin, for sharing with us. I'm so excited by your project.
Yes, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. It sounds...
That's you, Rebecca, being loud. Hang on. Hey, Rebecca, I muted you. I'll try to unmute you again. I don't know what's happening with your sound. Oops. No. Sorry, Rebecca. I've got you muted again, because whatever is causing the interference is continuing. Let me try one more time. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got you now.
did you hear my question?
No, we
no,
didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. It sounded like that you have three different levels of engagement, that that you have the e-book, mm-hmm. and then a workshop, and then the revolution that people can participate in. Where am I getting that wrong? Or is there two levels? Or
oh, well, I just have the course, which is Rocket Your Revolution.
Okay.
And then the ebook, and then End Sex Trafficking Day for right now. I've got some new things coming at the end of the year, but for right now, that's it, yes.
Okay, so when you did End Sex Trafficking Day, that was your first step. That was kind of how you introduced the whole thing.
Well, I was just gonna say I was actually already online. I had already started my online business. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have very much clarity. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew I wanted to work with female entrepreneurs. I just didn't know specifically what I wanted to help them with. So I had already been blogging for like a year, and you know, already started making some connections, and surprisingly already, like, you know, interviewed Danielle Laporte, which was like a huge deal to me. It was like, it was amazing. So I was already, like, working on this, like, asking skill, but it wasn't until End Sex Trafficking Day that everything just got really clear for what I needed to be doing.
So when you look back, can you see what you were doing in that year before you did End Sex Trafficking Day that was leading you toward Amp Your Ask?
Well, I mean, definitely the asking was never really a problem for me. I just never realized it because I just didn't do big asking. You know, like probably the biggest ask I had done, like I said, was emailing Danielle, letting her know my love for her, and inviting her like 9 months ahead of time to interview her on my website. You know, and I had made some connections with people at that time who I thought were big names, and, you know, kind of almost built relationships with them that were like mentors. So, yeah, I mean, somehow this has just been a skill that I had like always had, but I just was not aware of it. You know, like outreach or, you know, PR, whatever you want to call it, reaching out to people has just kind of been something I've been blessed with.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel like you had warmed up those relationships with, had you ever contacted Seth Godin before you sent him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. So I was very, very surprised to hear back with him and get a yes. I mean, I ran around the living room dancing, but. Yeah, I mean.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, the amazing thing was, you know, the scariest part for me to reach out to these big names with End Sex Trafficking Day was that they had, I knew they would have never heard of me, and they would be like, you know, so I had all these fears that, you know, I would fail, the project would fail, or I wouldn't raise the money, or, you know, just all these things totally relating to my ego. So I had to just put all those down and, you know, email these people, and everybody was just really taken aback by how passionate I was about it, and, everybody was just really excited to jump on board.
Don't you love that? And I think that's so true that it's our fears that want to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
From things.
Yeah, totally.
And so then you did the ask, and you did the End Sex Trafficking Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you write the ebook about? I'm so sorry. This is my first introduction to you, and I'm so excited. And so did you write the ebook about? Amp Your Ask. Have you written an ebook about End Sex Trafficking Day?
No, I haven't written, well, not about End Sex Trafficking Day, but End Sex Trafficking Day has a book, and it's just called End Sex Trafficking. And those are the 60 essays that the 60 writers wrote that, you know, I raised all that money for to have published. But as far as like other asking, you know, asking people to, you know, to interview on my site, people that I, you know, perhaps had like big biz crushes on, or one thing I forgot to mention earlier is I reached out to, like, and this is partially with help from Erica Learmark's Hustle Your Business Bootcamp course, but one of her ideas was to basically email people that would be dream clients, you know, so I put the script together and asked these people to be dream clients, and surprisingly, like 4 out of 5 said yes. And you know, asking for donations, asking for media coverage, you know, those were all just really big lessons learned. So yeah, those are what I compiled into Amp Your Ask.
Cool. Well, your business model is so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you. Well, it's so nice to meet you. You have to reach out on Twitter or something so we can connect.
Cool. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Anybody else? Star 2 to raise your hand if you have questions for Erin. Let me see if anybody on Facebook is saying anything or on the webcast. Nope. Okay, nobody's raising their hand. So, Erin, anything else that you would love to share with us? I thank you so much for coming and talking about the process of your business as a whole and Insects Trafficking Day and Amp Your Ask. And I know it's just going to be fabulous for you because it's such a good – I ask is one of the things I am bad at. So
I want to say that. And see, that's a big part of, like, why we think we're bad at things is because we say we're bad at things.
But
stop saying you're bad at it.
But after watching you for the last 6 months, I'm getting better.
I know, I felt so bad, like, with all the whipsters. Everybody's probably like, oh, God, here she goes, talking about something else, bragging about someone else's said yes. So I know. Gosh, if I had one more thing, let me think. Well, I mean, and this is actually something I'm talking about my blog about in January. It's really, like, it's all about the process of following through. I mean, so many of us think it's, you know, our productivity or our time management or whatever. It's just about, like, forgetting your fears and following through with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. So a big part, which I think is like my video number 3 for January, is setting the date, is telling yourself when, putting it on your calendar, when you're going to launch it or write it or whatever, is just giving yourself that accountability. So, and I'm sure you go into that in the course. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be my tip. And if anybody... I just thought of this. If anybody is interested in buying the ebook, I'll send Christy. I'll have to set up a different link, but I'll set it up for $27, which is $20 off the ebook. If anybody wants to buy it,
cool. All right, I will. I'll email that out to you guys whenever Erin gets it over to me. So thank you so much, and I'm gonna have Erin go ahead and bop off here in just a second, and everybody else can stay on if you have questions for me. Alums, our general Q&A, you're welcome to stay and ask me some questions, and current workshoppees, you guys are welcome to stay and ask me questions too. So, thank you so much, Erin. I really appreciate this.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your time.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.